Yo, it's your boy JO2, JO2 GOAT, aka Jorge Larrea Jr. I'm in the building, man. I'm the co-host of Big Hoops, also co-founder, CEO, slash creative director of Athletes, which is actually the upper brand, the biggest thing of the biggest fish of all fish in this entire podcast, production, just sports TV, blah, 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 blah. All that is eventually going to be affiliated with our major company, which I have opened up with my other co-host Shazam Malik and another person, Miguel. You guys haven't met yet. The plan is to meet up very soon and get a podcast in, so you guys will be able to meet him sooner or later. July 1st, we launched the website and the Instagram pages. The Instagram pages are going to be the NBA, the NFL, soccer, and baseball. We're going to try our best to cover those sports on the Instagram pages as far as breakdowns, news. We're not trying to be the quickest news, by the way. We're trying to give you an in-depth news coverage. Just new things you guys will see as time goes on, how the content will improve, how we have so much growth planned for the company and so many big things, especially visually. I know you guys like to sit and watch ESPN, watch Max Kellerman. Well, I've got a lot of ideas for our IGTV, things like that that I want to incorporate into the company. But yeah, due to medical reasons, I will be doing these episodes by myself for the next 2 months. I'm just gonna be uploading. Basically, you could call it a takeover episode of me. It'll be my own little thing here, but still part of the Big Hoops show, still strong. I wish I could be there with my boys, man, but you know, things come in life sometimes, and you just gotta, rather than lay down and take your L, is get up and find another way. You know, and that's what I basically did. I decided that I'd do these episodes by myself. I speak 15 minutes anyways each episode, roughly around there. So I'll do a 15-minute podcast every week. I might do twice a week. Since we're doing 15 minutes, I might do twice a week. 2 days in a row, I might do two different topic types. You never know. I might hit you guys, you know. But okay, let's get down to serious business here. If you do see me going a little bit quick, maybe a little bit frustrated, this is the seventh time I have. This is my seventh attempt trying to record this. Either somebody has called me, or I dropped something, or something went off, or something fell. Anyways, forget about that. Let's zone into the Big Hoops. We have now our topic lineup. First off, I'm going to go into the NBA draft. Then I'm going to the LeBron and Anthony Davis trade. Then I'm going to the biggest free agents. And then y'all won't hear my voice for the rest of the day. I promise. I'm going to make this swift, quick, efficient, and possible to understand. Now, when I'm going down the topics, I'm gonna speak a lot slower, or at least I will attempt to speak a lot slower. NBA draft 2019 occurred on June 20th, 2019, or 21st, I don't remember. We're gonna go down the lottery. I'm just gonna name the guys. I'm just gonna basically read every pick, and I'm gonna give you guys a grade, and I'm gonna give you kind of like a summary of the whole draft. Who do I think is the biggest winner? Who do I think is the biggest loser? The first pick, Zion Williamson, A+. Second pick, Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant, A+. New York Knicks, RJ Barrett, A+. DeAndre Hunter going to the, supposedly, that's supposed to be the, it's the Lakers pick that got traded to the Pelicans and they got traded to the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not mistaken, if not before, on draft night, turned into DeAndre Hunter. For the Hawks, that is an A+. Cleveland, Darius Garland, C. Jarrett Culver going to Phoenix originally, then traded to Minnesota for Cameron Johnson. So it was like the 6th and 11th pick swap. I'm not sure what the entire details is, but for Minnesota, Jarrett Culver is definitely a solid B+ pick. Kobe White for the Chicago Bulls, a point guard they've been looking for. They couldn't get Lonzo Ball, A+. Atlanta Hawks pick that turned into the Pelicans pick, Jackson Hayes, that's an A+. That was, they got a center. They got rid of a center and they drafted one that's really, really good. Rui Hachimura for the Washington Wizards is also a fantastic pick. But I'm gonna go ahead and give this one a solid B. Not a B+, not a B-, just a B, because I don't think it answers really a big part of what they need. Next up, the Atlanta Hawks picked up Cam Reddish. That is an absolute zonger's move. I'm going with a simply because it's the Hawks and they've done a lot to improve the team. Cameron Johnson, I'm giving this a D+. He could prove me wrong, but this pick for the Phoenix Suns, that was originally the Minnesota Timberwolves pick, is just absolutely terrible. P.J. Washington to the Hornets. I actually really like this one, especially with Marvin Williams being their starting power forward for the past couple of years and him not doing a lot. This was a great, great move for them. Oh, and I think Cody Zeller, too, sometimes plays center and also play power forward. For P.J. Washington, especially for him, I'm going to go with an A- on this pick. The absolute headache of the night. For those of you that don't know, I'm a die-hard Miami Heat fan. And I had Kevin Porter Jr. as my number one choice. Like, there was Kevin Porter Jr., and there was a gap from here to Mars. And it was the next guy, which was hopefully, pray to God, it would have been Romeo Langford. And then Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Then I would have been fine with Nasir Little. And that's it. But it was Kevin Porter Jr. You drafted Tyler Hero. I wasn't even thinking about Tyler Hero. I'm going to give that pick an absolute F. Because it was a letdown. It was an absolute letdown of what was expected for the team to go in and answer. And what the team answered. The franchise knew what we wanted. And the player that we wanted. And the person that was an absolute steal. And let him walk up. They let him walk away later on in the draft. Which I will read. And then you guys will be extremely shocked. Boston Celtics. A. Can I give him like 6 A's? A. Romeo Langford. It looks like they're about to have one of the best cores in the NBA. Like, this isn't even going to be close at this point. The Detroit Pistons did pick up Sekou Doumbouya. I'm going to give that a solid B+. I'm giving a lot of A's and B's. Some C's and some D's. There are some obvious picks that were really, really good. Like, this draft is really, really good. And we're looking at fit and what they could have done, who was available at the moment, and who would fit their system. That's how I'm qualifying these, just so you guys have a little bit better insight. Chuma Okeke going to Orlando. I'm going to give that one a B-. I didn't really like that pick too much just because Aaron Gordon is already there. So it's like, what are you going to bench him? Mo Bamba could have answered it. Nickeil Alexander-Walker went to the Nets the next pick, which ended up getting traded to New Orleans, which means New Orleans took Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes. Tough. They did really good in this draft. But anyways, Nickeil Alexander-Walker to the Pelicans. Considering their guard overload, I'm going to give that a C+. Now, that's who I think Orlando should have gone with. Koga Bitadze. Wow, I'm sorry if I slaughtered that. From Serbia, the center for the Pacers. I'm going to actually give this one a C+. I think this is not a terrible player. He's a really good player. But I don't think, again, you have to pick up to things that address you and address your needs on the team. And that's what teams aren't doing nowadays in the draft. They're picking the best player, which is, in my opinion, the wrong thing to do. I'd rather take somebody two talent levels lower that's going to fit somewhere. So, like, I'll get into that. Once I hit the 30th pick, we'll get into that. Luka Šamanić for the Spurs. I'm going to give that bad boy a nice B. Matisse Thybulle, I'm going to give that a B. So those are the first 20 picks. I'm not going to cover any other of the picks. I'm just going to mention now names. Big drafts. And Nasir Little to the 25th pick, that was fantastic. I really like that. Didn't know this though. I didn't know Nasir Little was actually really little. He's actually 6'4 at small forward, so I'm kind of iffy wiffy about it, but it is what it is, right? Hey man, Kevin Porter Jr. went 30th to the Milwaukee Bucks and traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. That is literally all I have to say to anybody today about the Miami Heat. I'm not going to speak on that team for like the next 6 years. Going on to the second round, I did write an article about this. So if you want to go check it out on the website, it's Heat Wave, like heat, like, you know, heat when it's hot, wave, like water wave, HQ, like headquarters, heatwavehq.com. You can check out my second round sleepers by JL2GO, and you can check out all my order articles if you just search up JL2GO, boom, boom, there's my self-promo. So these were my three guys. Bobo to the, supposed to be the Heat, traded to the Nuggets for literally nothing. Was a huge pickup, huge pickup for the Nuggets as they are picking up everybody that's coming out of a hospital, coming out of college. I think Jalen Hands was a pretty good one. I didn't write about him, but Jalen Hands to the Clippers was a nice little slip. I'm really enjoying Kyle Guy. I'm I'm disappointed he's going to the Knicks. Because I don't like the Knicks. Or, I apologize. He's actually going to the Kings. I completely forgot he got traded. So, he's going to the Kings. But that'll be a nice pick for the Kings. This is my favorite one. This is the dude that I think slipped the most. This was one of my top five favorite players in the draft. Was Carson Edwards from Purdue. That young point guard shoots a little bit too much. And that's where he slipped. But he is going to the Boston Celtics. And I do think with Terry Rozier probably re-signing, Kyrie gone, Kemba not going to go to Boston. I really, 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 really do think Carson Edwards has a chance to come out this NBA season and start dropping 15 points and like 5 assists a game. Right off top with like 3 rebounds. Off top, I really think he has that type of potential, even though he's a second round player. So the biggest winners of tonight, of the draft night were clearly Memphis. Could have been a clear winner, but they only really picked up Ja Morant, to be honest. The 3 definitive winners that I can tell you, hey, this draft was an effing steal for him: the Pelicans, the Hawks, and the Cavs. The Cavs got Garland, and the Cavs got Wendler, which, to all my Cavs fans, they love. Those are 2 very good pickups, very solid pickups for them. The Hawks, of course, making big moves. They got Cam Reddish, and they went ahead and got DeAndre Hunter. So they got the 4th best player in the draft, and they went ahead and then got one of the top 10. So they have 2 top 10 players in this draft on the same team. It's pretty impressive. And then my number one winner, the Pelicans, man. They weren't even supposed to get like a top 10 pick. They got the first pick. They did everything they could with it. They got Zion. Then they made some couple trades, and they got Jackson Hayes. The 2 forward spots that they basically lost everything on, they've now regained. Because Julius Randle is apparently gone, and so is Anthony Davis. That was their power forward and center. So Zion and Hayes are basically coming in. Although I think Okafor will most probably get re-signed, and he will be helping them out very much. All right, everyone. That is basically my draft review. You know, nothing too serious. Let's jump right into the free agents. I even made the list myself. The Anthony Davis trade. Now, this Anthony Davis trade was very, very, very picky. Who won this trade? Well, essentially, the Pelicans won this trade. I don't think that's a doubt. The Lakers had to make certain moves to make space for a free agent, another max free agent. So now they only have Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, and LeBron James on their roster. And Alex Caruso, but he's restricted, so somebody's probably going to give him a crazy $15 million contract for like 20 years. And, you know, they'll lose him. But what does this mean? So in perspective, I think the Pelicans in the long run are going to win this. I don't think the Lakers... a lot of people are really hyping up, but now I'm trying to look at the 3rd superstar and all the fits, and it sounds really nice, but I don't know if La La Land can make it happen. I could always be wrong. The winners of this trade were clearly Anthony Davis is the number one winner. He left the Pelicans, and he went and he did what he had to do. The second biggest winner is David Griffin, because he got exactly what he needed to get. Got himself Zion Williams, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes, and I think I already mentioned him, but Zion, and then Lonzo Ball. Sorry if I repeated any names, but they got all that. And all they gave up was Anthony Davis. You guys seen where I'm going with this. He did waive his $4 million trade kicker, and the Lakers did need to give up whatever was left of their roster. So Mo Wagner, Jerome something, some other guy, some people I don't know, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to make the typing sound to search it up, but yes, those people did get traded to make the extra space for the money. And Anthony Davis went ahead, and he is now in the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the biggest question of all is, do they win a championship? Within the next 2 to 3 years, if they could pick up another... if rather than use that $32 million and pick up another superstar, I would space it out and go up to every veteran in the league, right? I'd go to every possible veteran I can find, and I'd tap them on the shoulder, and I'd be like, hey, man, come take a pay cut, and let's win a championship. And then I'd stack the entire roster with hardcore playing role players, I'd make it the Clippers plus Anthony Davis and LeBron James and then Kyle Kuzma. That's basically what I would try to do. I would try my best to make it a weaker Clippers core, but then the Clippers core weaker, and then if they had like Kawhi and KD this year, Kawhi and Jimmy Butler paired up, however it is that that goes. So at the end of the day, yes, I think within the next 3 years, if they play their, if Pelinka can play his cards right, they could definitely win a championship. I don't see another superstar signing and then they win a championship simply because of money and not being able to attract anybody. Like, there's so much money in the NBA right now that I don't think these guys are really going to want to take pay cuts. I get to play with LeBron. You already saw what happens. Kevin Durant's playing with all these superstars and his Achilles ruptured. Come on, man. Like, it's just, the money isn't everything anymore. It was at one point. The money is everything. It's not the rings. I truly think that the rings are now a secondary thing. A lot of guys are looking for this money. They want to win, but there's a difference between wanting to win, and you can win games in the regular season and get to the playoffs, and there's a difference between wanting to win a title, you know? That's like levels to it. Like, Jimmy Butler really wants to get his max money. Tobias Harris, they really want to get their max money. Kemba, they really want to get their max money. Kyrie wants to win a championship. Anthony Davis, he wants to win a championship. LeBron James left Cleveland because he wanted to win a championship. You see, there's different levels to winning and how somebody defines winning. That's really all I have on that trade, because there isn't really a lot. The Pelicans won this, like, by a lot. Like, if you don't think the Pelicans won, like, I get that in three years the Lakers could win a championship, but in a couple years the Pelicans could win multiple with that young core that they're growing. I'm gonna touch a couple free agents here for our final topic of the day before I close out the episode. Wow, this is always the most difficult because my opinions are different and the way I look at basketball is very different than everybody, so I do get a lot of backlash. Kemba Walker to Boston. I don't think so. I don't think it works. You're signing a 10 times lesser. You basically have DirecTV as Kyrie, and then you're going to have cable as Kemba. And you're not going anywhere with that. Kemba Walker's best spot is right where he's at, in Charlotte. Like, you either go to Charlotte or you go to Dallas. Dallas is the second, Dallas is the best spot. Because he can actually do something there with Kristaps and Luka, because Luka will dominate the ball more, so Kemba won't really do much. Which, if anybody could, go ahead and maybe DM me, maybe DM the Just Sports, at Just Sports TV page that we have on Instagram. And let me know, what do you think happens when Kemba is no longer the dominant ball handler? Because if he goes anywhere but Charlotte, he's not going to be the dominant ball handler. So what do you guys think is going to happen there? It's a very interesting thing to think of. Kawhi Leonard, I've got all my money in the world. Kawhi is going to just end up re-signing with Toronto, realizing that he's got the most improved player right next to him and a fantastic squad to go with. Along him, you know, with Kyle. Just that entire team should come back. If we're being honest here, that entire team should come back. If anything, they should make a couple little upgrades here and there. And that's really about it. KD declines his $31.5 million option. So did Kawhi. He also declined his option. With KD, I've said this before, him having an Achilles injury, him being a majority of a shooter, I don't think it's going to affect him that much. I think he's going to come back just fine. He's not going to play like he was before, obviously, but he's still going to be a walking 30 points. He's going to be shooting from, like, his deep three-point shot is about to be so nasty. Like, he's about to be so dirty. If he puts in the work in his shooting, if he just works on, like, making cuts and catching lobs, and then he just really hones in on shooting and being, like, you know, doing a lot of Kobe Bryant footwork. See, because that was Kobe's detriment. Kobe has the best footwork outside of maybe soccer players. The best footwork in sports comes from Kobe Bryant. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Kobe's Achilles devastated him because his entire career was based off his foot. And his ability to contort his foot in just awkward ways. And he just make just such difficult shots. Which is where I think KD comes in, as somebody who's not dependent on their foot. But if somebody who can, you know, kind of hone into that Kobe thing, where Kobe was really good at just setting himself up even after the Achilles and making tough jumpers, maybe, you know, hit the gym up with Kobe once you get healthy and once you can train again. And like I said, I think he might come back better, to be honest with you. As far as just a shooter-wise, he might come back better. He might be even deadlier of a scorer. You never know. That's just my prediction, of course. Jimmy Butler. I don't think Butler's going to go to Philly. I think worst case scenario, Butler's gonna like end up probably in was in Dallas. No, it was the Clippers. The Clippers are connected with Kawhi and Jimmy, but I think what'll happen is Jimmy will sign to attract Kawhi and Kawhi will just re-sign with Toronto and Jimmy will be stuck with the Clippers, which I don't think is bad. I think Butler and the Clippers is a perfect fit. I think Butler can definitely go there, dominate, close games out, and I think with Kawhi they would have beat the Warriors, but with Jimmy Butler, they would have probably gone to seven and probably gone down like the last shot or something like that. But my best destination for Jimmy Butler, 100, 10,000, 1,500% is to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. Klay Thompson, I got one word, Warriors. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. The Warriors got to give this guy max and get out. And just, hey, look, here's a max contract. Sign this. All right, let's go. Boom, you're on the team. I don't got to worry about you no more. Let's go focus on trying to get KD back or trying to do something else. We'll see. Now, this is my guy that really I'm really proud of. I'm a guy who really liked D'Angelo Russell a lot, and I didn't like that the way that they disrespected him in LA, the way he left LA. And I think it would be so sweet for him to have to be that next free agent, Max, come in and like win a championship with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. When Magic, first year Magic Johnson out of office. First year Russell comes back, they make the playoffs, go to the finals, lose, then come back and win the championship. As a personal liker of D'Lo, I would love him on the Miami Heat. Hey, man. We got palm trees and cafecitos. Come holla at us, man. Come get a meeting with the big dogs. No, we're not no big dogs. But on a more serious, excuse me, on a more serious note, D'Angelo Russell should highly consider the Lakers and the Nets. If Kyrie comes to the Nets, though, I'm calling LeBron James, and I'm about to give Bronny some lessons on how to do the ice in my veins celebration and start to drink and wine with him and growing a unibrow with Anthony Davis and winning a championship. Actually, just to go back to the AD trade for 30 seconds, D'Angelo Russell being that max agent would actually be the best fit of everybody. I think D'Angelo Russell is the best fit for the Lakers as far as that cap space because he can really play off the ball. He doesn't need it, and when he does play on the ball, he plays really good. And if with LeBron's help on playmaking, I mean, man, could you guys imagine a Russell that could pass like LeBron? I don't want to imagine that. But hey, everyone, that wraps up my first solo show. If I had to rate myself, to be honest, since I've been listening to myself, I would definitely give myself a solid 3 out of 5. I could do a lot better. I'm gonna listen to this probably about 15 to 20 times, and I'll be working on getting better. But thank you very much for tuning into the Big Hoops Show. This is your solo takeover host, Jorge Larrea Jr., JO2 GOAT, Georgie Porgy, whatever you want to call me. Go Knicks. Let's go, baby.